I'm Erin Dion, the digital editor here at the News Herald. Today we're bringing you a story about addiction in our community, about the life and death situations playing out every day, and how a crisis can appear just about anywhere and almost always when you least expect it. We ask you now to listen to the story from Deputy Christopher Sammons of the Bay County Sheriff's Office. As a law enforcement officer, Sammons sees the effects of addiction every day. He just didn't believe that one day it would end up on his doorstep.
I was returning home from working out. I pulled up in my driveway and my next door neighbor ran out, started screaming, "Help, my son's dead." So I ran over to his house and found his adult son lying on the ground, didn't appear to be breathing. He was purple, still warm. I asked him to call 911. I ran back over to my house, which my wife came outside because my son saw me running by the house, and I told her that, you know, the neighbor was dying. I went and grabbed all my emergency equipment. Just happened to go lucky I brought my patrol car keys with me when I went to go work out. Don't know why, but I had them with me, so I was able to get in my equipment real quick. I ran back over to his house and evaluated him. Couldn't find a pulse. He was making some type of, we call it the death rattle. It's like a gurgling sound. So I hooked up my AED and I started CPR on him. I did about 9 to 10 rounds of CPR. About halfway through it, his dad told me, while I started my first one or two rounds of CPR, I heard his wife on the phone saying, "I called 911, but they want you to call." So they had never called 911. So I grabbed his phone, called 911. While I was doing CPR on him, I was talking to 911 on speaker. About halfway through about round 4 or 5 of CPR, I still didn't have a pulse. He wasn't making any noise. He was still turning. He was getting darker purple and blue. And his dad tells me, "I think he might be using drugs again." He had an old 5 or 6 year old drug habit that he had kicked. So I asked him, he didn't know what kind of drugs, so I used the Narcan that we had in case it was opioids. Around 9 or 10 of CPR, after a while it just kind of blends together, I could hear EMS coming, so I checked for a pulse and he had a pulse, and it didn't go away because when you're doing CPR, you'll feel one a little bit and the pulse will start fading back out. So I rolled him on his side and I sternum rubbed him a couple times, trying to get him to wake up, screaming his name, because I lived next door to these people for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And his legs started moving, his arms started moving, and he popped tall, and he wanted to fight. But the way that I had him positioned, and I was able to utilize controlling techniques, I held him down until EMS got there, and he was transported by EMS. Come to find out that he had a compressed fentanyl in his system, which is opioids. And they said that if I wouldn't have done CPR and gave him the fentanyl, then Narcan, then he would have died. He was on the verge of dying when I found him. He had been there about 7 or 8 minutes whenever I had made it into the house.
How long had you known him for? The full 12 years?
I've known his father for the 12 years. His dad moved him in probably about 5 to 6 years ago.
So right around the time he got clean, he came and he was your neighbor. Mm-hmm. How well did you know him?
Passing by, I would see him and his brother outside all the time. We would have conversations at the fence. He owns a grass cutting company. His dad helped him. He's apparently successful. He's got a lot of accounts. He's trying to turn his life around from what it used to be, and he's just a guy trying to make a living, trying to make it on his own.
Did it surprise you that this had happened?
Yeah, I never had any indication before that he had any type of. I knew his past, but I haven't noticed. And getting to talk to him, I went and checked on him in the hospital the next day, and I asked him. I says, "What's going on?" And he says, "His brother got arrested. He's probably going to go to prison." And he said he was depressed and he needed something to help take the edge off. And so he went and found somebody with what he thought was a Roxy, and ended up being compressed fentanyl, which would have killed him.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So someone gave him a synthetic Roxy.
Did he apologize for trying to fight you?
He didn't know he did it. He was out of it. Him and his dad has thanked me like 60 times. But I told him, that night his mom came running there crying. I gave her a big hug, told her he was going to be okay. She thought he was dead because Philip, his father, was screaming over the phone, "He's dead, he's dead." And by the time she made it there, we were able to bring him back. So,
Is that one of the most emotional situations you've been in your career here? Because it sounds like it would be.
It's one of them. I've been in a lot of intense situations where people have a lot of emotion. It's hard for us to... We funnel it differently. When you're at work, you can't... It's hard to use your emotions. Emotions can get you hurt.